Tired of home headaches, leaky faucets, cluttered garages, and DIY disasters got you down? Tune in to Around the House with Eric G., your guide to simple fixes, smart upgrades, and home hacks that save time and money. Now, subscribe to our brand new YouTube channel at Around the House HQ for tips, tricks, exclusive interviews with industry-leading experts in design and construction, all in stunning 4K. Search at Around the House HQ on YouTube and hit subscribe today. Don't miss out. Make your house a home with Around the House HQ.
Welcome to the Around the House Midweek Special. Join host Eric G. as he catches you up on the latest in design and home improvement. From trending kitchen makeovers and sustainable building tips to hot new tools on the market, we've got it all in under 30 minutes. Let's get inspired. Here's Eric.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything home improvement. I'm Eric G. Thanks for joining me today, guys. Hope you're having a great week. Man, I'm releasing this one on Tuesday because on Wednesday I've got my shoulder surgery we've been talking about. Boy, trying to get ready for that. There is never enough time to get things done. It's pretty funny. It's just like going on vacation. If you're a business owner, small business owner, whatever you're doing out there, it's not that you ever get to take time off. You just kind of put your hands in the middle, create a space, pull it to the side, and everything either loads up on the front end or the back end because that work just never stops. And we got so much going on right now out there. I'm just super excited on what's going on with the Around the House Show. We've got some great momentum. Thanks to everybody out there making us the number one radio show and podcast out there in the United States here in 2025 and now 2026 as we're growing on the radio. All you on the podcast, you can still catch us coast to coast across the country, which I'm excited about, and you'll be able to do a lot with us right there. So a couple things here, guys, I wanted to talk about. I feel bad for all of you out there in the middle of the ice storm, the snow, everything else. I've got friends all over the country that are just trying to survive out there. I've been through this kind of thing before. I've had no power for 5 days with big, huge trees down, just a Armageddon. We had 2 inches of freezing rain one time. Just a couple years ago here, and it was pretty rough. And I feel bad for everyone, especially in areas that you're just not used to this weather. So I did repost on Sunday last year's. I did a whole show, basically a midweek special on frozen pipes, how to deal with them, that kind of stuff, and how to be safe about it. And today I wanted to talk a little bit more about how do you get those repairs done. And of course, we got a couple other subjects after this. So all of you that don't need this, bear with me. I just wanted to give some ideas out there for people. Now, it's probably going to be hard to head down to your local home improvement store to get repair parts because guess what? They're probably going to be sold out or missing the parts you need. So take a look at the plumbing supply houses, those kind of things. They probably have a little bit better distribution network because if Home Depot or Lowe's, they have regional distribution centers and all the stores will be pulling out of the same spot. So make sure to hit your local plumbing supply store if you're looking for stuff. They probably can get stuff faster in because they don't have this big system to have to fulfill those orders from. First off, if you're doing repairs and you've got maybe CPVC plastic pipe underneath the house, I tell you what, I don't like the product. I'm not a fan. I've had houses with it. It was absolutely horrible. So I would not replace that with CPVC. I would take a look at PEX, P-E-X, if you're not familiar. And this is for you guys out there that are maybe going to be hiring a plumber to come fix it, or you're going to dive into this yourself. Now, first off, I am not a fan of push-to-connect fittings, like the shark bite, that kind of stuff. It is a great temporary fitting. If you have a busted water line and maybe it's a line going over to the other side of the house and you're like, I just need to plug this off so I can get things going. And now this is a push to connect. So it just snaps on over the top of a copper or plastic water line. Now they work good for that. I just don't think they're reliable. Why do I think they're not reliable? I've had multiple instances with licensed plumbers that installed them correctly where they have slipped off. And if you combine all those costs, yeah, 6 figures of damage.
I don't think they're reliable, especially on CPVC, but I just have not been a fan of them. So when you've got stuff like that, that has O-rings and things like that, that can fail, I just think you're asking for problems. So what's the best way to fix it? Well, for me, if you've got copper pipes and you've got one that's frozen and it's split it and you've got a water leak, cut that out and either sweat in copper pipe or you can go over to PEX. Now, PEX, there are differences between PEX A, B, and C. So not all PEXs are the same. So PEX is the, just to really kind of explain how this stuff works, PEX is a polyethylene plumbing pipe. It's cross-linked for durability. So they have different types of it. So PEX A, they make it using a peroxide. PEX B uses silane. It's the most common. And PEX C uses irradiation, with PEX A being the most flexible. That gives you shape memory for kink repair. Being the most flexible also gives you the best freeze protection. PEX B is stiffer but cheaper, and PEX C is less common. Now, PEX A is the, like I said, has shape memory. So it's great if you kink it, it'll come back. And that's the one that you have to use the expansion fitting connector. So I have a Milwaukee one, you can rent them. There's a lot of different ones and it expands it out. You push, you have a ring basically you put over the over it first. And this ring is a compression ring that's made out of the same type of PEX. And I'm just going to overly simplify this for the non-plumbers out there. You shove your PEX tool inside of it, it expands out the pipe and that expansion ring on the outside. You put your fitting in, wait 20 seconds, you're good to go and you can keep going. I think it's the most reliable. I think it's the best product out there. Now, the other one, PEX B, which is the other one that you see out there, it's stiffer, it's less flexible, kinks can't be repaired, and it uses a crimp or a clamp fitting on the outside. So basically, the size of the, you know, you basically push, hard push that fitting in there, no expansion ring. And then you're going to crimp this ring to keep it in place, kind of like an old-fashioned hose clamp on a radiator hose. And that works pretty well. Nothing wrong with it. I just think for a homeowner, yeah, PEX B is a good repair. I would do that way over doing an one of the push-to-connect fittings. And of course, PEX A is the best way to do it. So the problem, though, is you're going to have a hard time finding those tools in the rental tool department if you're in an area with frozen pipes. So that will be an issue. But take your time. Now, this stuff, just like CPVC, none of these things should be exterior grade in that they're out in the sunlight. Just don't want to have any of this stuff ever exposed out there. For that, you know, use copper, use other stuff. If you've got galvanized pipes, and I'm sorry if you do, again, I would treat that like CPVC, and I would take out as much as you can while you're down there. Because the problem with galvanized is that once you get past, well, depending on the water quality, if you've got really, you know, acidic or alkaline water, it can actually just chew that up. So when it fails, it gets smaller on the inside. So if you think about a milkshake, if you go get a milkshake and go grab a coffee stir straw and try to drink it, ain't going to happen. When that stuff goes to fail, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller, kind of like arteries clogging up. It just doesn't work well. That's why you jump in the shower and you're like, there's no water coming out. Yeah, there's no volume because, well, the insides, you know, you're trying to take a shower with what's going through a McDonald's straw and it just doesn't work well. So take that out while you can. It's a good time to make those repairs, especially if you're down in a crawl space, basement, or if you're in a wall, just do what you can to get rid of that stuff and come back. Now, there's a lot of different ways to convert. Like if you're in galvanized, for instance, and you're like, all right, I'm going to take it back to this fitting, then you can thread in a PEX fitting basically into it. And that's where it can be really cool. You're just going to take that brass PEX fitting and you're going to go in there. PEX A would be the way I would do it. And you can go in there and really just start from there and keep going. And then that stuff is so forgiving. It's really smart, so it's a good way to go. And it's going to be durable. It's going to really last for you long term. So take your time on that, guys. Take a look. And then, you know, that's going to help get you going. Feel free to jump back an episode and take a look at what we talk about, how to get things unfrozen in your house. There's so many people out there that I know that are dealing with that. And that is in the previous episode. Well, the other thing I wanted to talk about today, guys, hey, I know I've had a lot of people asking that I am working on a project with Cam Anderson from Blacktail Studio and Blacktail Studio Ranch. I love how that's going. We just put out the first episode. If you head over to our YouTube page at Around the House Eric G, you can find it over there. And man, that thing's cruising up on 500,000 views. It's really good. Or you can go over to the Blacktail Studio page as well. Actually, Blacktail Ranch page. It's not on the studio page, but I tell you what, we are having a great time. We are going to be remodeling that house together. I'm going to be the designer. He is the homeowner. I'm going to be doing some stuff with him. Really looking forward to that. And we're going to have a great time with that. And I'm looking forward to it. So that's going to be a great project. Well, tomorrow, today is Tuesday, the 27th, the 28th is my shoulder surgery. So I'm trying to get this one out to you guys a little bit early, but don't worry. I'm not doing best of shows this weekend or anything crazy like that. We're going to be cramming on the show. So we're not going to miss a beat here. I've been planning for this. Sheesh, I've been planning for the shoulder surgery for a while, and I will be around. My best guess, I'm just going to take a couple days off in the middle of the week, so that way it doesn't impact the show going out. And appreciate all you guys tuning in. Yeah, it's going to be a pain. I'm going to be in a sling for 6 weeks. I'm happy I'm not doing TV right now, because I can work around my travel schedule with things like Design and Construction Week in Orlando. That's going to be pushing it for me. 2 weeks after surgery, I'm going to be down there for you guys to really show you what's new for 2026 and 2027 in the way of construction and design out there. So we got a lot going on there. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Stay warm, stay safe, help your neighbor when you can. And I know all of you that are in these storm affected areas, we've been really great here in the Pacific Northwest. It's been cold, it's been windy, but we're going to have another problem by dodging this weather right now here in the Pacific Northwest. I have a feeling if this continues, we are going to have one of the worst fire seasons on the West Coast in recorded history, which I'm not looking forward to this summer. And that'll be a whole other discussion for another day. I'm Eric G. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. I appreciate you. I'll see you on the flip side of surgery. We'll see you then.
Make sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our YouTube page. All the links are on the website at aroundthehouseonline.com. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you can be notified of the next one. We will see you next time. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go. All over the radio with you.
Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Quick favor. If you're enjoying the show, the absolute best way you can support us is by leaving a quick review on your favorite podcast player. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to. It literally takes 30 seconds, and here's why it matters so much to us. Those reviews help new listeners discover the podcast, tell the algorithms we're worth recommending, and give us the feedback we need to bring you even better episodes. More of the topics you love and guests that actually move the needle for you. That helps us help you. It's as simple as that. So if the show's been useful, funny, or just made your day a little better, pop over right now, drop a star rating and a couple of sentences. We'll be genuinely grateful. Thanks for being a part of the Around the House crew, and let's keep that conversation going.